An agreement was announced last week between Governor Snyder and Enbridge Energy. The deal would decommission and replace Enbridge's aging Line 5 pipeline that currently runs beneath the Straits of Mackinac. In its place, the agreement calls for drilling a tunnel 100 feet into the bedrock below the lake bed and putting Line 5 inside. Keith Cray is Michigan's Director of Natural Resources, and he's here with us now. Hello, Keith.
Hi, Zoe. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. So Line 5, which carries crude oil and natural gas liquid, it is controversial, to say the least. Many have concerns about the impact if something were to happen to the line and if there was some kind of catastrophic spill into the Great Lakes. This tunnel seems to be the solution that the administration is pushing for. Why is this a good solution in your mind?
Well, Zoe, you say it well. You know, the risk analysis report said that there's low probability but high consequence. And as a Michigander and as DNR director, we should not tolerate that consequence. The tunneling option is an actual agreement that would have a certainty, and that certainty is to decommission the lines that run across the bottom of the straits. That's number one. But number two, it also calls for, as many of your listeners know, Line 5 runs along a number of waterways that we also have concerns about. So it would also provide some additional stewardship along those areas of the line.
But it does not present a solution right now. And I think that's what we're hearing a lot of opponents saying to this deal. So is there something that can be done in the here and now?
So in the here and now, first, some of the opponents that say just shut it down, I think that I'd question them about how do you actually get that done with certainty. Any of the lawyers that I speak with, they basically say that if you attempt to shut it down, you'll be in a protracted legal base paid for by the citizens of the state with an uncertain future. That is a conversation to continue to explore. So what we're attempting to do is to increase the safety measures for Line 5 in the interim. And we're doing that with our colleagues at the Coast Guard because of no anchor zones. We're actually increasing communications between the Coast Guard and the ship so we know that the anchors are up. We're putting in high-resolution cameras to make sure anchors are up. We're putting in high-end radar with our friends at Michigan Tech so that we know what wave heights are. We have secondary containment, emergency response, both exercises and equipment. We're rightly focused on the straits, but we're also looking at the entirety of the pipeline to make sure that we have increased stewardship.
So Mike Schreiberg was on the show last week. He directs the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Regional Chamber. He is also a member of Michigan's Pipeline Safety Advisory Board. This has been looking at Line 5. He says, just why not shut down the line right now? Here he is.
Very short term, you could actually shut down Line 5 in less than a year. All you need to do is put some of the economic alternatives in place to Line 5. What we know now is that the very few services that Line 5 provides to the state of Michigan, there are good substitutes for that.
So what I'm hearing you say is this would be a legal issue, shutting it down earlier before this tunnel is built rather than an economic one?
Exactly. And Mike's a good friend, and he's on target relative to shutting down Line 5 and making sure we separate commodity and resource. That's the common goal that we all want. I would question his statement that it's easy to shut it down, and you could shut it down within a year and have some high degree of confidence that would actually happen.
So we're hearing that this could take some 10 years to build. Obviously, if you talked about this agreement, includes things like no anchor zones, things like that, shutting down within 15 minutes of high waves and things like that. But I mean, other than that, I think the concern among opponents is so then one is just to hope that nothing bad happens.
Well, it's more than hoping nothing bad happens. We will increase the rigor of the inspections. We will increase the oversight, and we will make certain as much as we can that there's integrity to the line in the interim. So it's not a do nothing in the interim. It's really to provide additional oversight in the interim.
Keith, one of the things Mike said was that he thinks there should still be an independent review of the line where it is fully inspected independently. He says that has not been done. Is that something that the Snyder administration could get behind?
I think that we can get behind any type of an activity that has a certain an outcome that we all agree upon. So I'd remind Mike that we actually have independent experts, Dr. Michael Mooney out of Colorado, Dan Cooper out of Michigan, that is looking at stewardship, is looking at the geology, is looking at the integrity. We have the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board made up of very credible individuals. You have people like Dr. Tony England out of University of Michigan that is looking at some of the data, challenging some of the comments or assumptions made by Enbridge. And you have technical staff both at the DNR, the DEQ, and the Agency on Energy, that it's not just information taking as it was in the past. We're actually in the room looking at the information and doing our own analytics.
Right. But so am I hearing that you would be open then to an independent review of the line?
Sure. I think that we'd be open to an independent review of the line. But what does that mean? Does that mean that he wants to have ILI inspection tools throughout the entire line? Does that mean that he wants to go outside the PHMSA regulatory agreements and oversight? So some of the comments are easy to make, a little bit more difficult to implement. But if there are areas that need increased oversight, I think that the Snyder administration, we're certainly open to having that conversation.
Okay, and one last piece of audio I want to play here from Mike Schreiberg. Again, he is on the state's Pipeline Safety Advisory Board.
If you actually look at the text of this agreement, it actually just says that the state's going to initiate discussions on a tunnel. There's no commitment here. There's nothing binding. And I think we probably look to future administrations and future governors to see what happens here.
Does the Snyder administration prefer one gubernatorial candidate to another, you know, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer or Republican Bill Schuette, to take on these negotiations after he, meaning Snyder, is out of office on January 1?
Certainly there's no preference for any future administration relative to negotiating an outcome. The outcome, once again, is to how do we protect the Great Lakes? And I think that's a common outcome that I've heard from both current and future administrations and candidates. So the other part I'd mention is that the agreement does contemplate an additional agreement that will have specifics, that will talk about design and build, that will talk about oversight, that will have very specific milestones in it. So, and I think that the members of the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board, which Mike is a member of, they are aware of that.
Keith Cray is Michigan's Director of Natural Resources. Thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me.